Some people do not sleep deeply because part of them is still on watch. A parent listens for a child. A spouse listens for breathing changes. A caregiver expects the next call for help. A person living alone notices every sound. Someone grieving reaches toward the empty side of the bed. Someone in an unsafe neighborhood remains alert because the danger is not imaginary. Night watchfulness can arise from love, responsibility, loneliness, fear, or several of these at once. God created organic humans for relationships. We need attachment, community, practical help, and the comforting knowledge that we are not carrying life alone. Yet the fall has brought isolation, illness, family fracture, poverty, displacement, and exhausting caregiving burdens. Men and women may carry these burdens differently because of health, life stage, family expectations, work, and culture, but this course does not turn these patterns into stereotypes. Caregiving can train the body to remain partially alert. Even when another person is resting, the caregiver may be listening for movement, coughing, wandering, pain, a medical device, or a cry for help. This vigilance may be understandable, but it can also become exhausting. Psalm 121 says that the keeper of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. That truth does not mean a caregiver should never sleep. It means you are not required to become the keeper of the entire world. God remains God while you receive help, share responsibility, or admit that your strength is limited. Loneliness can also enter the night. It may be the loneliness of being single, widowed, divorced, separated, traveling, hospitalized, or emotionally distant from someone nearby. Loneliness is not always solved by simply having another person in the room. The organic human may need safe connection, honest conversation, affectionate care, community, or professional support. A faithful nighttime question is not only, how can I make myself sleep? It may also be, what am I watching for, and do I have to watch for it alone? Consider one realistic step. Could another trusted person share a caregiving shift? Could you ask for a check-in before bed? Could a family member, church, neighbor, respite service, or community organization provide practical support? Could you place needed items within reach so you are not mentally rehearsing every possible emergency? Could you identify the sound that requires a response and begin releasing the sounds that do not? Not every person has access to extra help. Limited income, shared spaces, unstable housing, night work, and family obligations may reduce the available choices. Those realities are not moral failures. The goal is not a perfect arrangement. The goal is to identify one support that is genuinely available. You may pray, Jesus, you see the person I love, the burden I carry, and the emptiness I feel. Show me what is mine to do, what can be shared, and what must be entrusted to you. A minister, chaplain, soul coach, or Christian life coach may help you name the burden, pray by permission, and locate support. They may not diagnose a sleep condition or promise that prayer will remove caregiving demands. The Holy Spirit meets us in relationship. Sometimes that communion comes through scripture. Sometimes it comes through the faithful presence of another person, a practical handoff, a phone call, a meal, a safe embrace, or permission to rest. You were created to give care, but not to carry every watch alone.